password. Yep. We shouldn't need the laser, obviously. And so, but I thought you'd call Sam.
Well, yeah.
It is 8:31. I'd like to call the Gage County Board of Equalization into regular session this morning. Please vote your attendance. How are we going to do my? How do you want?
No.
Are you just going to interpret
I'll vote
me
for
as
you
a record
today? I'll vote for you today.
Okay.
Just shut his
I'll
light
just,
off.
Yeah, we'll just shut his off. Leave yours on and. Well, that's right. You're going to have to vote with him.
Yeah,
so you'll
I'll
have
just
to be
have
Anderson
to be.
You,
I,
or
I'll,
Adams.
Just, I'll just.
You be wrecked.
That was mine. Was it? Anyway,
yep, you're
we'll
off.
We'll figure it out. Surely we can figure that small an issue out. We'd like to announce the posting of the Open Meetings Act on the wall behind the media folks over there. Again, attendance is by observation. We've done that. We need to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Was a moment of silence.
Oh yes, we're going to do that first. We feel it would be appropriate this morning to have a moment of silence in observation of Diane Kolakowski, of course, a valued employee who passed away this week. And with that, let's be silent for a moment or two. Thank you. She will be dearly missed by
everybody,
obviously family and friends, and her close co-workers. Visited with several of them over the week, and the area of the courtrooms won't be quite the same. Thank you, Ron. We talked about that earlier. I appreciate that. Okay, and now let's get back to work here. Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, move by Ron. Would you turn your name, please? It's just I'm having and second by Matt. Please vote. It's been a while since I've done this, and it is 6-0 in favor. And the next is approve or disapprove the minutes. You can do that.
So moved.
Okay, move by Matt. Get right here. Okay, second by Gary. Please vote. Again, 6-0. Well, that is a bright light up there, isn't it?
That's me.
That's Ron. Are there any? This would be for the equalization meeting. Any comments from the public? Requests for future agenda items dealing with equalization. Hearing none, we'll move on. Next item is to receive and place on file a copy of the valuations for the political subdivisions of 2010. Patty?
Yeah, basically that's the sheet I passed down, and I did staple 2009 on the back so that you can do comparisons of what has changed. So the Gage County valuation is $1,930,962,027. And last year it was $9,914,883,463. And then as you go down through, you can look at the different political subdivisions to see what the various values did on those.
Any observations or comments from your part? And then I would ask the same from individual board members if they have any comments.
Basically, in doing the study from 2009 last year at this time to 2010, personal property was down $12,937,517. Centrally assessed went up $22,694,831. And the real estate was up $6,321,250. So basically, the centrally assessed, we have a new pipeline company that goes down through the Del Rodel School District. So that definitely has helped that school district in the last couple years. Personal property is down, of course. We lost the biodiesel value on personal property.
That was down what amount? My pen was a little slow.
The whole personal property was down $12,937,517.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Gary?
I move that we receive the preliminary request for levy allocations previously stated.
Okay, moved by Barnard, or second?
Second.
Second by Bauman. Any discussion? Please vote. And be placed on file 6-0. Any other comments? Anybody just from looking at this? Okay, we'll study it and get on with it then. Okay, next, receive a preliminary request for levy allocation to the county board from the townships, rural fire districts, the Gage County Historical Society, and the Gage County.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, I think Supervisor Barnard, his last motion was to receive the preliminary requests.
Oh, that was the item you're talking about.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So we need, we need to back up. Place on file a copy.
We need to back up and then place
I'm
this
sorry, excuse
on file.
Me.
No, I thought that's what you're...
I thought that's what you...
Okay, I would move that we do that also then.
All right. Moved by Barnard. Second by Bauman.
Yeah, okay.
Please vote. Does it matter which order we do those in? Clerk, are you getting this?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay. I missed thought, too. I thought we were placing what Patty was just describing to us. So is everybody clear as mud then? We've also received the township ones and rural fire and all that.
Got the last one.
Yeah, so we're down to the very last one.
Can I make one comment real quick on
sure.
this request on these budgets? I think, Matt, do you send a letter out in May or whatever on these? Or how was there a letter sent by?
Not this year. They didn't request anything.
Okay. One thing that I want to make clear, and I don't know, we need to talk to these. Everything has to be done by resolution. There's a couple in here, and I think what Don and I talked to about this last year. There's a couple in here that are handwritten by township people and so forth, and they really need to have a resolution number on them and everything. You know, that's gone on in the past, but I think for the future, I don't know if there's some kind of form letter that we could send out to make sure that they're done in resolution form or...
Yeah, and that should be recorded in their minutes, too. I mean, they're supposed to do that.
And they may have it recorded in their minutes. It's just that most, like, you know, the ones that the CPAs do have them in resolution form. So just a thought, you know, I'll try to call the ones that, and they may have them in their minutes, but they really should have a resolution form on their forms, too. So just for clarification in case anybody would ask her.
Is there some possibilities that if they don't do that, that they wouldn't get their budget approved?
Not to my knowledge, because these are the preliminary ones. It's just, I think Don brought that up. Didn't you have a workshop where they talked about that and said that they really all should be doing in resolution form? So,
I guess my question is, what happens if they don't?
I don't know that anything would, because they'll submit a final budget. It's just that, you know, you have some townships, like I know there was one in here that was just handwritten out, so maybe, like, some of the townships may not be handled by CPAs or...
Yeah. There is a possibility if they wouldn't get it in that there's some repercussions legally.
There's a couple...
Somebody would challenge it.
By constituents, yeah, they could legally challenge it in court.
These are the kinds of details I've always thought that should be in a, like a guidebook or handbook for townships.
And check things they have to do.
And there is now a township organization which could be encouraged to take on more of that, but it's going to be with your help and the clerk's help and the board's help.
Well, and another thing on this.
They need guidance.
On this resolution I'm going to read, there's a couple that did not turn any in at all. So on the resolution, it states that if they did not turn one in for a preliminary request, then we use last year's request.
Yeah.
So at the worst case scenario, if an auditor would ever do anything, but, you know, it would be probably to go to last year's request. But
she's got it here.
I didn't know. I thought at one time maybe we'd sent something out really early in May. Was that maybe a couple years ago?
That was when the finance committee wanted to meet with all of them, and they just requested what their dollar amount was. Mm-hmm. It wasn't for their budgets. It was for us.
And I'll try to, you know, talk to some of the ones that there's just a very few. I mean, just a very few. So
it was actually separate.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a couple that we'll just have to use last year's request. So
if someone, like maybe the clerk, would take a note that at the next township organization meeting, this should be an agenda item or a comment or a...
And I'd be glad to come down, too.
Passed on to their leadership that just to help them with procedural things. Like I say, not all of them using attorneys. They probably all ought to be, but... All right, with that in mind, we do have a resolution before us. This will be resolution number 10-24. And quite frankly, I'm going to choose not to read it. It is an official document. It will be placed on file, and it will be to approve or disapprove this resolution, which does set the final allocation of levy authority for the following townships, rural fire districts, Gage County Historical Society, and the Gage County Ag Society. So this is a formal document. Is there a motion to approve resolution 1024?
You so, have a question on this, yeah.
Okay, let's get our motion, then we'll
so
ask
move.
About the questions. Moved by Barnard.
I'll second it.
Second by Groenewald, and there seems to be a question on, from the clerk.
Well, I'll let Matt.
Yeah, the question I had
finance.
Had here was that prior to approving the budget, there will be probably a discrepancy between what the levy authority for at least two of these are versus this particular resolution here. So in this particular instance, this particular year, I believe we're putting the cart before the horse by doing this before we approve the budget based on what we've seen here, unless the clerk has...
Patty, on this here, you have allowable tax requests. This is not stone what they will get, is it?
As far as Ag Society and the Historical Society, they never change theirs. What you're going to see is on your fire districts,
those their request. Guys, they never change their request,
no.
Is what you're saying.
On the historical and ag.
We'll have to change.
Okay, we go to fires, and like you see Adams Rural Fire District, they're only at 2.9 cents. All the fire districts will have to adjust theirs to go up to 3 in order to belong to that.
MFO.
Right. So what this is only a preliminary, so what I will do then is every political subdivision will get a copy of this. Then, like, the attorneys will take it, and then they will look at it, and, like, we'll adjust. And you'll see on the top line here that they'll need to go to 3 cents. So we're allowing them to get, you know, the 29 cents would have got them 34,009, but they'll need to take 3 cents and get, they'll have to do 3 cents on all of the fire districts.
I assume this is the same language that's been used for years and years and been approved by various legal authorities, et cetera,
yes.
Et cetera.
And then if you go to townships, we're allowing 7.5 cents. So anybody that goes over will either have to have a special election.
Or they will be limited to that 7.5, of course.
Right.
So.
So if we approve this, are we locked into this? See, I think there's a, well, I know there's a discrepancy based on what the Finance Committee, the preliminary recommendation on the budget. This would change our numbers if we were to approve this particular request.
How does that affect our budget?
We would have to go back and cut someplace else again.
Because, I mean, the Ag Society and, I mean, these three entities here, that they aren't in our budget.
Right.
Yes, they are.
They're part of our
we
levy.
Give them part of our levy
and the tax
authority.
Well, we give levy authority, but they're not part of our income and outgo.
Our budget.
All we're giving them is levy authority.
The only thing you guys have adjusted in the past is townships. That's the only thing. We used to be at 8.5, and we went down to 7.
But again, that was just levy authority. That's
right.
Not giving them any money in any sense
right.
of the word. And that same way with the county fair, or the county fair, I guess, Ag Society, is that we're just giving them authority to raise their own money. It doesn't come out of our 37 cents or wherever we end
up. Well, that's part of our authority that we allow them to
right
to
part of our part of our 50 cents
correct right
but again it's have they upped their request this year is that the issue
there was a discussion in Finance Committee as we held cut stayed the same on a lot of stuff which we have a discussion about later
becoming crystal clear here now that they have raised their levy asking for their authority.
Correct.
They being who now exactly?
That,
Ag Society.
Well, the Ag Society and the Historical Society. The request on this resolution is higher than the board proposal. Well, I shouldn't say the board, than the Finance Committee's proposal that we wanted to talk about as a budget.
Okay. Well, I think this timeline here is set up pretty much in statute, isn't it? I mean, it has to be done in this order. I mean, we can't wait till September 20th when we finalize our budget to then back up and give them back authority.
But you so what do we do?
You could do it on September 8th.
Yeah, we've got one more meeting.
Could do it on.
As far as statutes for that, I don't know, maybe. Yeah. When does this have to be done?
We've always done it in August.
Because
this is a preliminary resolution, and then if you want them to adjust it, I guess you would have to...
Well, you couldn't amend the resolution on...
All right. Now, if your finance committee wants to freeze them at last year's level, that's all you got to do is we amend this and do it. But that would have been a helpful discussion to have had previously. How much higher? What are the numbers? Can you give us the numbers?
It would be a 2% increase.
It would just be like it would stay what it was last year. It would be
what would their rate?
Roughly 32. Well, I don't have the rate from last year. I have the dollar amount. It's about $3,200.
I don't think your total levy changed that much, though, did it, Don, from last year? The 11 cents.
No, but our overall tax asking, it'll increase that.
I don't know. We've always taken the ag and for what, you know, and then we've adjusted townships.
We did have the auditor. I checked with her, and we can choose to do whatever the finance
committee
wants.
They're the one that sets it, you know, just because they request it. We don't.
And you have to give it to them.
Is this preliminary? If we were to go back.
No, this is. She called it preliminary.
It says final allocation.
Well, it's
preliminary, but they will adjust their budgets for the final. Because they'll have to. Some of them will be over, some will be under, you know.
But
as far as the fire districts, by the 15th of September, whenever the budgets are due.
But this is final as far as the levy rate is concerned, as far as I understand it.
That's what it says.
The townships are locked in at 7.5 or less. The fire districts must be at 3, so that's
locked in.
That's
overall. Locked in.
But
yeah.
But the other entities, the Ag Society and the Historical Society, my understanding is this is the document that sets their rate. If there's any further discussion, and I bet this is all quite time sensitive, I remember just from historical perspective.
It'll set their rate, but we will approve a budget, and so they may end up getting more revenue because of this rate than what their budget will support.
But the minute you approve their rate, that's all of a sudden subtracted off the 50 cents, and you take out the 5, and so basically we get what's left.
Right.
After we approve these rates, all we have to work with is what's left.
And the preliminary budget that I was going to step through today briefly, that everyone has a copy of, the expenditure, the proposed budget there. If we approve these, then we're going to have to go back and whittle away some more.
Unless you raise your tax asking.
Unless we want to raise tax asking again.
If you have room to ask for more.
And we're,
I'm not privy to that.
There's a little bit of a buffer on the spending lid, not much.
Gary?
Before we vote on this, if there's some way we could postpone doing this and meet what we need to statutorily, like Ron said, we got another meeting. We need to find out for sure before we take this action, don't we?
I would be more comfortable. We could certainly recess this meeting. Patty could check with the state.
I could call Deanne
and just see what the time is. But I do know there's a sequence that is set up in statute that you can't just leave everything till the middle of September, because these entities need to know what they're doing too.
We should have a correct answer before we vote. Or the right information.
I would move we recess the Board of Equalization.
Okay. Second.
Come back in shortly.
Yes.
And we can either do that, well, we do it by motion. We have a motion to recess. So Byer, seconded by Barnard, and discussion. Please vote just to recess, and the chair then will declare a recess in the Board of Equalization. And then, Matt, do you need, like, some time to compare numbers, or do you know?
We have numbers here that I was going to go over today at our meeting. I guess in the future moving forward, I wasn't aware that this wasn't, you know, I guess we're going to have to mesh a little bit more.
That's the first year you're the big dog, so, you know, big dogs learn new tricks.
Yeah. So I didn't realize there's an independent, really this is an independent action from this, but they really need to coincide and be one.
The state says this has to be done before the other, so. Okay.
I'll go find out.
Folks, we are in recess then, and with that,
Patty.
Let me gather my wits here a minute.
Patty.
That's at 8:50 is when we're recessing.
Here's a copy of it.
We'll go to the regular board.
You will. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Gage County Board of Equalization, attendance by observation. And Patty, what did you find out?
You have to do it today. They have to be notified by September 1 because they would have to adjust their budget, and they have to have a hearing in the newspaper. It has to be done by today, by September 1. They have to be notified.
So basically we need to amend our resolution 10-24 to reflect the amount of levy rate that we're going to allow.
What would those numbers be?
I redid the resolution for you if you wanted to go back to what they requested last year.
It's $4,500 between the two.
So you like typed up a whole new or?
What I did was do a top page.
Computer.
Yeah, I did one whole new one. The only thing is,
Are these the figures that you have that you used? 29. Yeah. Okay. Because they turned into different ones.
Yeah. So that would be the one with the little star at the top that I did. So the first page would change everything. Then see if you agree with what I've got there, Don. But.
Going to verify the levy rates here for a second.
Do
or two.
We need to have them? Would they have been able to? I mean, has anybody talked to them about any of that? Because I know Steve Whitwer had mentioned something to me on whether, you know.
I guess they knew it was on the agenda today. I mean, whether somebody invited them in here to present.
We haven't notified any of the entities or agencies of any cuts or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's $4,527.10 is the difference. And, you know, from what the information I can gather is they've always granted, or the board, rather, has always granted whatever request was put in there. And so this year when we, again, tried to hold back and set, now, this is our recommendation. If the idea is $4,500, you know, I don't have a problem going back and whittling away someplace else, but I think that, you know, in the interest of trying to keep everything down where it is, it's got to come from someplace else. So
my only concern would be that before, I think the townships knew when you were going to go down a cent and things like that, whereas historically we've left the Agricultural and Historical Society alone. So that would be my only concern, that they would have not, you know, they may have appeared.
He did indicate when he brought it in, though, he goes, well, if they, it was like, I think he said it was a 2% increase. He said if they will approve that.
Was that Steve?
That was Steve.
Okay.
Because
he had mentioned something to me about it. Yeah.
Knowing that they may not. Or that
was a comment now.
How many years has it been since they changed their levy rate, though?
They've always asked for more. It's just we've always approved that. I don't know a time we've ever denied the Ag or the Historical Society what they've asked. We did. The only time that we did change is we used to allow 8.5 cents on townships, and then we changed that to 7.5. But I believe we called the townships in and talked to them about it.
If we start doing that kind of stuff, then Matt's going to have to get busy again. And
I guess as chair, I would just ask for a motion one way or the other so we can discuss this with a motion and a second on that.
Yeah, I need to know what the ag levy would be based upon that discussion.
I would allow that. If they were frozen, yeah, what would the levies be?
I made you guys a top copy for each one of your resolutions.
Okay, let's pass those around. And
the one with the little X on the top.
The only two we're talking about is the Ag Society, General and Cap Improvement, and then the Historical Society. That's correct, isn't
right.
It? Those are the only two numbers.
It would go from the
question here.
0.004610 to 0.004498. And this one, the 0021123 to 0.002071. I did that right up here then.
Which way did we do?
And 0.001614 to 0.001543.
We previously talked about the dollar difference that was involved in the other meeting, so.
So I have two resolutions there that we have to exchange the top page if we go to the one.
It's about $4,500 total. $3,500 roughly for the fair and $1,100 or something for the Historical Society.
I mean, really, it's like a spit in the Gulf of Mexico.
Spits add up to a torrent. Got enough spitters.
I mean,
what do you want to do?
I don't know. It's a philosophical vote, actually, in reality, I suppose.
I think for the most part, both of them, I think, would probably understand why we're doing what we're doing with everything else that's in mind. I mean, they could always come to the public hearing and express their concerns about $3,400 or $3,500. We'll give it to the Hope Crisis or whatever the case.
Thinking right place.
But I don't think there's any. There's based on what we're doing here. There's no implication that anyone's doing a bad job or that there's not an appreciation. It's just there's X amount of dollars to go around, and we're trying to be very frugal and put dollars certain places.
Well, yeah, unless you change and vote that down and then put in.
Those would be amended figures. We're trying to figure out, in the meeting before we adjourned, we did have a motion and a second to approve the regular resolution. So either that stands or we need an amendment to change.
Who made the motion?
You made the motion and Grunewald second on the first resolution.
Resolution 1024, it was moved that we accept it as is, and then I think, you know, as we were going through it, said, oh, this is a change. Mm-hmm. So that resolution can easily be changed with an amendment. That would be...
I would amend resolution number, whatever that was.
1024.
For the following changes in that resolution, Agricultural Society would change from 0.004610 to 0.004498. The capital improvement for Ag Society would be changed from 0.002123 to 0.002071. The Historical Society would change from 0.001614 to 0.001543. All other levies as shown on resolution number such and such would remain as
10-24
as shown.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
That's an amendment.
Grunewald has seconded that motion for an amendment. Grunewald
seconded the first time.
I can't second the second one.
Could she second the
There's no reason you can't second amendment if you seconded the motion, is there?
Absolutely.
I believe that's cricket. So the first vote we're going to take after discussion will be on just the amendment. Everybody right. Understand that? Okay. Any further discussion? A four vote would be to basically freeze their income levels at current levels, which are reflected in these new rates. Everybody got that? Against would be, no, we want to give them the extra money. Everybody clear as mud on that? Let's vote. It appears to be 6-0. At least we're a band of bandits or something here. So
now, what you guys might want to do is
now
either destroy those resolutions
or
take the top page off and put your new page on.
Okay, so the amendment has passed. Now we'll go back and we must vote on the entire resolution
as
amended. So, is there any further discussion? Hearing no further discussion, again, a vote in favor would be to approve the entire resolution as amended. A vote no would be just you're disgruntled. Please vote. Okay. Okay, so we're all in favor of resolution 1024, so that is 6-0 as well.
Okay.
Any further?
No. Okay. So then, Don, can I have a copy after this?
Everybody notify all of these entities.
I have to notify them all after
all of these entities, what happened to
I
them?
I have to change the top cuts. This is a complete top picture, right?
Yeah,
you
I gave
me.
You a complete
okay.
Let's just right. Make sure we always get the right one.
Yeah. And then you have all this notarized and sent, and I need to send all these people out.
Right.
Okay. Patty, you take care of the taxing districts, but who takes care of telling these other entities or nobody? Or we just keep in the dark till it's done? Or
what do you?
All no. The finance committee recommended.
Oh, those I know.
Yeah.
No, I do this the political subdivisions.
We can do that too. To the different
no.
Is there any further business for
equalization? I mean, I'll just mail it out and they'll see it on there. So.
Make sure all of you change cover sheets on your resolutions so you've got the correct final floating around.
Put it next through that one.
You just have to sign that. I guess it's just the one signature by him.
I don't think it's for all of them.
It says voting yes, where you can list those and voting no, where, so, okay.
And then I'll need a copy of that, so that I need to send it all out to the political subdivision.
Any further business for equalization? Hearing none, meeting adjourned.
Hey, Ron. Turns out I will need you. Rex called and he can't show tomorrow.
He can't? So I have to?
If you would.
It's either you or Dan.
Is that because you're 70 and I'm 72 and a half?
That's right. Exactly right.
Look at the schedule. I'll call you.
I think Wednesday.
Exactly right.
No, Wednesday's the day Ian has an appointment with us.
Stay with me. Ron, look at your schedule for next week.
Monday.
I know
you let me on, huh?
I know I can't on the 30th.
I would, but the problem is everybody who's running for something will get the same thing we were
30th is
for, even though we're not that close to election.
In fact, on
tomorrow afternoon or Friday?
At the end of August. So
tomorrow
it's
mayor?
Be
Friday?
Yeah. I'll be darned. Yeah, I knew there was a window like 60 days.
Okay. Yeah. I know.
I'll have to call you.
Wednesday.
You know, we went almost till noon, you guys. What is this stuff? This Anderson.
Yeah.
Ron, he probably get out of here at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
What an imagination.
It's the drizzle lip chairman. Just can't.
Is this that one stream?
A little different style, I think. Yeah, that's what I was just getting chastised about.
Why is he doing that? He's never responded to me like that whenever I need
anything. Oh, my.
What's the problem?
A lot of stuff always going on. You think it looks, things are going to be simple.
It's America.
Okay. But normally, even when that happens, he
that was frivolous from the beginning.
Let's see. Dave. There is an amendment that the insurance group sent us that we have to implement.
There you go. Absolutely.
Changes.
But I know in his email.
That now there is no limit to the number of times you can go for mental disorders or substance abuse.
Good, because I need that.
Well, we have to sign.